to hear us. Gaza is bleeding. Gaza is mourning. And as we mourn with them, we will use our voices to tell the world that we will not surrender to the Israeli occupation. Long live Gaza!
Long live Gaza!
From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. Now this chant is a chant that reminds the world that what is happening in Palestine is occupation. What is happening in Palestine is a crime against humanity. This is not an anti-Semitic chant. And we know all around the world that our brothers and sisters from the Jewish faith, they have said, not in our name. So as we know that, in one voice, everyone, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free.
Palestine will be free.
My name is Asala Sayara. I was born in the city of Bethlehem. I am originally from the southwest of Hebron, Al-Khalil, from a village called Kharas. Now my name is Asala, and this name has reminded me that wherever you go in this world, you remain the authentic self that you should be. Because not only does the Israeli occupation want to occupy our land, they want to occupy our culture and our identity. They want to occupy our blood. But from Gadigal land, I say, in representation of the millions of Palestinians around the world, that there is no way back. There is only one way forward. And this way is to a ceasefire and to an end of the Israeli occupation. So when I say, what do you want? You say ceasefire. What do you want?
Ceasefire.
What do you want?
Ceasefire.
What do you want?
Ceasefire.
What do you want? You say justice. What do you want?
Justice.
What do you want?
Justice.
What do you want?
Justice.
The occupation. The occupation. The border wars. The border wars. The siege of Gaza.
Shut it down.
The whole damn system.
Shut it down.
The whole damn system.
Shut it down.
The whole damn system.
My name is Josh Lees. I'm one of the other MCs for today from the Palestine Action Group. This is a great crime. This is a massacre. And this is a genocide. And when we say genocide, we mean it. We don't just mean what's been happening in the last 5 weeks. We mean what's been happening to the Palestinian people for 75 years, since 1948. And we will never forget what's being done to the people of Gaza. We won't forget who's doing it. We won't forget who's supporting it. And we won't forgive those people. And of course, that means first and foremost the Israeli military occupation. The war criminals are corrupt, far-right war criminals like Benjamin Netanyahu. And we also will never forget and will never forgive the Western leaders who are facilitating this massacre. And that means Joe Biden, it means Rishi Sunak, it means Anthony Albanese and all the rest of them. Eternal shame on those people. So we're here today to demand that Israel gets out of Gaza immediately. that they stop the bombing, that they end the siege of Gaza, end the blockade. And we're here today to demand all of those Western leaders stop their support for genocide, that they cut ties with this apartheid state, this genocidal state of Israel that from day one has been built on the ethnic cleansing of the Palestinian people. And our eyes, as I said, are on Gaza, but also, me at least this morning when I woke up, my eyes were on London. Don't know if people have seen there. It's a microcosm. It epitomizes everything that's happening, at least in the Western world now, where you have a government supporting genocide, you have a government that has demonized people like us that are protesting against the genocide, called them hate marchers, tried to ban their protests repeatedly, threatened people who protest. And yet what did we see today in London? We saw the biggest ever protest for Palestine, the biggest protest since the anti-Iraq war movement in 2003, something like 1 million people coming out for hours on the streets of London to say not in our name, to say no more to genocide, to oppose these criminal acts and to fight for a free Palestine. And that is the hope of this moment amongst all the horror. The hope is in the unprecedented protest movement that's building around the world. The fact that every time we have these rallies, there are thousands of people who have never been to a protest before for Palestine, but they're here now, and they're not going to stop here, and we're not going to stop till we get a ceasefire, but that's not the end of it. We're not going to stop until we free Palestine from the river to the sea.
In my mother's tongue, La shukur ala wajib. You are not supposed to be thanked for a duty, a human duty. This is a duty of humanity. This is a duty of humanity which we are all a part of.
I acknowledge the sovereign owners of the land that we are gathered on, the Gadigal, and pay my respects to elders past and present. No matter where we are in this country, we are on stolen land. Sovereignty was never ceded. This is, always was, and always will be Aboriginal land. Thank you for showing up day after day, weekend after weekend, for solidarity with Palestine. I am in awe. I am in awe of your courage, your commitment, your resolve for justice for Palestine. Many have said that Palestine is a litmus test for morality, for human rights, and for social justice. Friends, can I say that you have passed this test with flying colors? And could I also say that the Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, the Foreign Minister, Penny Wong, and the Labour government has failed this test miserably. The Labour government are heartless, gutless cowards. That is the truth. Both Labour and the Liberals have absolutely no moral compass when it comes to Palestine. They keep banging on endlessly about Israel's right to defend itself. They keep asking us again and again, but doesn't Israel have a right to defend itself? Well, you tell me. Is murdering 11,000 people in 5 weeks self-defense? No. Is slaughtering one child every 10 minutes self-defense? No. Is starving millions of people in an open-air prison self-defense? No. Is apartheid self-defense? No. Is Israel's genocidal mission self-defense? No! No, no, no. It is depravity. It is inhumanity. That's what it is. And what about the right of Palestinians to just live. When do they talk about that? Never. And in their double standards and their hypocrisy, the Australian Labor government and the cheerleaders of Israel completely ignore the struggle of Palestinians and their right to live. They want to ignore us, but we will not shut up. They want to hide, but their complicity and their cowardice is in plain sight for everyone to see. They may have lit up the Sydney Opera House and the Australian Parliament in Canberra. They may have lit up those buildings in the colors of the flag of the occupier, but there is no flag big enough to hide their shame on their silence on not condemning Israel. There is no building big enough to shield them from aiding and abetting the war crimes of Israel. And I want to say this to Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and all those Labour MPs who purport to represent communities in Western Sydney. They come and use us as photo opportunities at religious events, in mosques, at Eid, during Ramadan, during Iftar. We are not your props. We will not forget. We will not be taken for granted. You do not represent your communities. If you can't show up for us now, then don't show up for photo shoots at all. Friends, let's remember, people power will prevail. We will prevail. Our pressure is working. Your pressure is working. The calls for ceasefire, the calls for a free Palestine, the calls for an end to occupation are getting stronger and louder around the world. And it is getting harder and harder for the Labour government to keep defending the war crimes and the apartheid of Israel. I can see their discomfort. Their rhetoric is changing. Their rhetoric is changing, and it's all because of your pressure. And I want to say this today to Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and to Foreign Minister Penny Wong. You don't have to wait for your puppet master, the US, to call for a ceasefire before you do. You don't have to wait for your puppet master, the US, to call for a ceasefire before you do. Use your heart, use your head, show some guts, show some independence, and demand a ceasefire now.